Oh, would you have freedom from wage slavery and come join the grand industrial band?
Anarchist, activist, organizer, and folk singer Utah Phillips died this week at his home in Nevada City, California. He was 73 and had heart disease. Mr. Phillips was a wobbly, member of the Industrial Workers of the World. He joined the Army, rode the rails, sang songs, and worked at the Joe Hill House in Salt Lake City. For an anarchist, he ran for office a lot, the Senate in 1968 and President in 1976. He lost. Mr. Phillips wrote working-class songs that were recorded by Emmylou Harris, Waylon Jennings, Joan Baez, and Tom Waits. A new generation of listeners got to know his music in the late 1990s when he collaborated with Annie DeFranco on the album Fellow Workers, received a Grammy nomination. Utah Phillips also wrote a famous song denouncing NPR for its corporate ties called The Talkin' NPR Blues.
Well, I got tired of being treated like a veg, so I called up the station and canceled my pledge. And in a mighty act of liberation, sent the money off to my community station. I said, I love you, but if you blow it, I'll sure as hell let you know it. I'll knock the radio off the shelf, buy a transmitter, and do it myself. Whitebeard the Pirate. This is radio station HOBO, broadcasting on a vagrancy of 60 to 90 days, signing off for now.